You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Earlier this month, the Texas Education Commissioner, Mike Morath, who's an appointee of Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott, announced that the agency will take over the Houston Independent School District by replacing the superintendent and the district's elected board of trustees. The state will appoint a new superintendent and a new board. And according to the state, the appointed board would remain in place for at least 2 years. With an enrollment of about 200,000 students, the Houston Independent School District is the largest in Texas and the eighth largest school district in the country. Joining me now is Josephine Lee, reporter for the Texas Observer. Josephine, thanks for joining us here on The Takeaway.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa, for having me.
All right, so in this March 15th letter that was informing the Houston Independent of the takeover, Morath cited, quote, unacceptable academic accountability ratings at Phyllis Wheatley High School. Can you tell me what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is that they actually passed the accountability ratings these past 2 years. HISD has like an 88% or a B in the accountability ratings, but yet they still took over the school district. They first announced this in 2019, and after a very protracted battle, the HISD tried to sue and it was stayed, but earlier this year, the Texas Supreme Court greenlighted their move. And so, they have now taken over the largest school district in Texas.
And so you're telling me that Wheatley actually passed. I mean, aren't there 50 high schools in this district? Even if Wheatley had not been performing at the academic accountability ratings standard, how would that allow for a takeover of the entire district?
So unfortunately, in the law, it allows the state to take over the whole district, even if it's just one school that did not pass the accountability ratings for a few years. There's almost 300 schools in the entire district. And so they're taking over the entire district based on the accountability ratings of one school. And even though that one school passed the accountability ratings in the past few years. And so it is very egregious. And so, I hope to be talking about what's behind that, because it is really not to lift up those schools in our districts, but really to disenfranchise voters in the communities.
Right. So let's talk about exactly that. If this is not about so-called performance standards, what is this about?
Basically, I mean, they've been involved in the power grab, especially between the state and, you know, local urban districts. And so what this did was that it effectively disenfranchised voters who voted for our school board trustees. And so now instead, they're planning to replace our superintendent. They're planning to replace the school board members with a board of managers. And if you think about it, Houston is the most diverse city in Texas, and I believe, you know, one of the most in the nation. And so those who will be affected are going to be disproportionately the low-income communities of color. And they have been the ones who have really been taking the lead in protesting the takeover. A lot of community members are concerned that this is basically a Trojan horse to school privatization. And in my article, I focus on the school of focus, which is Wheatley High School, and how in the past few years, the school that produced Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, George Foreman, all these famous musicians really in the past few years has seen a lot of struggle because of the charter schools that have surrounded the school. And this is a state that has allowed charter schools to proliferate all across the state.
Josephine, hold for me right on that idea, because I want to dig into that with you. But we do need to take a very quick break here. More about Texas's state takeover of the Houston Independent School District in just one moment. It's The Takeaway. You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and we've been talking with Texas Observer reporter Josephine Lee about Texas State's takeover of the Houston Independent School District the largest, and as Josephine was pointing out, the most diverse school district in the state, which enrolls nearly 200,000 students. All right, Josephine, walk us through, as you point out in your article, you focus in on Wheatley, but the ways in which Wheatley has become embattled as a public school. Help us understand that.
In recent years, you know, particularly there's a charter school called Yes Prep. And so they've been siphoning the top performing students, and they will cherry pick students from those schools, and then also kick out students who have disciplinary issues, who don't perform well on these state standardized tests. And so Wheatley receives students as a neighborhood public schools. You have to educate all students, no matter of their background. And so my article, I talked about how Wheatley teaches far higher rates of at-risk students, ESL students, students with special needs. And so really at a time where the state should be commending the teachers and commending the school for having taught all these students and have weathered the pandemic, improved their learning, instead, they're taking over the school and telling teachers and schools that they have, quote unquote, failed. And so we see a similar dynamic in other low-income communities where there's these charter schools popping up around the school, and it's creating these deep inequalities between the schools and between communities. And so my article, I pointed to a 2019 state audit. And in the state audit, this was released only days after they had initially announced the takeover in 2019. The state had recommended to close 39 neighborhood public schools, and they cited it as being, quote unquote, underutilized. But they had seen declining enrollment because of the charter schools that have been draining their resources. So in Texas, charters only teach 6% of students, but they use nearly a fifth of all the public education money. Now, community members are concerned that the takeover will just mean more charters, more privatization, on deepening inequalities in our communities. And so, and then also at the same time, you can see how our state governor has been pushing the privatization and the dismantling of our public school system through also efforts to push school vouchers. And so it's very clear what the state agenda is.
Having lived in post-Katrina New Orleans, I am extremely familiar with how this works in terms of state takeover of public schools, this like apples to oranges comparison where charter schools are said to be higher performing when in fact they simply are serving a very different group of students. But in this context, there's also this piece that I have to say gives me this kind of like rumble in my stomach around Flint, Michigan, when you talk about state takeover of a key institution that will now no longer be under the democratically elected authority of parents, community members, those who live there in Houston. Can you talk to me about what the key differences are likely to be in these state controllers of the system versus those who were chosen by the people whose children and neighbors and colleagues and friends go to these and teach at these schools?
Yeah, the Texas Education Agency's commissioner, Mike Morath, has told the public, he is going to select a board of managers, but it will be locally controlled. But everyone knows and can kind of see through his ploy. I mean, he is the one who selects the board of managers. They are beholden to him. And so it's very different from you have, you know, voters in all these different communities electing their own school board trustee who will be accountable to them. But here, you know, we're going to have a board of managers, a superintendent selected by Mike Morath, who will be there, he says, at least 2 years, but in reality, it can be indefinite. It's very scary to think about that we can have this unelected board of managers for an indefinite time period.
can you also connect this, or is this connected to other things that we have seen coming out of Texas relative to education, book bans, questions about what is and is not taught in schools, and of course, policies that make it harder for trans kids simply to exist?
Yeah, I mean, right now, under the guise of quote-unquote parental rights, Governor Greg Abbott and state legislatures have been pushing these very regressive proposals, right? And so I'll just mention an example, SB 8 is one bill that they're pushing, and it's a voucher bill that will essentially take public money to be used for parents to be used in private schools, right? And so it's estimated to drain $3 billion from our state revenue. But also embedded in that law is our provisions to allow parents to quote-unquote direct the moral and religious study of children in public schools, but ironically enough, not in private schools. And so it's blurring the line between a state and religion. And then also, at the same time, we see all these very regressive bills attacking trans students in schools, restricting teachers' rights to teach history or to teach certain history, to teach sexual education. And so right now, you know, we can see that that is the state agenda and what a takeover might mean directly under the state. And that's why so many Texans have been fighting that.
Josephine Lee is a reporter for the Texas Observer. Josephine, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Of course. I appreciate it.